Good morning, Mark. Welcome to the Carmelot Sex Clinic. The clinic prides itself at using unconventional methods to treat male impotence. My name is Jessica, and I will be your personal penis trainer today. Let me explain the process. After years of research, we have found that a submissive woman is the best antidote for ED, premature ejaculation, and male performance anxiety. For today's session, I will play the role of your submissive, your personal sex slave, your surrogate wife. I will say and do anything you want. That's right, anything. I will work hard to please you. I will do anything to please you. Anything, no limits. I looked at your file and noticed that we have something in common. You had a rough childhood, and I grew up in an abusive environment too. But before we get started, I have to tell you that I can cope with my trauma in one simple way. I talk about my sexual experience until I cry. Then I masturbate vigorously until I come. That's right. Cry, come, cry, come. That's the way I turn my years of shame and sadness into a recurring state of euphoria and orgasmic bliss. Let's get started. Let me tell you about my first boyfriend. This took place 20 years ago. When I was in high school, I skipped school one time. I left school with my boyfriend, Larry, and went to a friend's house. Someone there who was over 21 bought beer for us. One of my boyfriend's best friends was there too. We watched TV, drank beer, and played cards. We were just having a good time. My boyfriend's buddy, Matt, was way too eager to hand out beers. I kept getting this really strange feeling about Matt. He kept trying to get me drunk and get me alone. He would send Larry on errands. He would have Larry go out and get lunch for us all. I begged Larry not to leave me alone with Matt. One time, while Larry was gone, Matt gave me incorrect directions to the bathroom. I could hear Matt not far behind me. It turned out he sent me to the bedroom. I escaped the room right as Matt was trying to get in, and this scared the shit out of me. I did try to find the bathroom, and he tried to follow me in there too. I got scared and locked the door and stayed in there until Larry returned. Matt was drinking and was not handling his alcohol well. I could almost see the lust in his eyes. I could feel his intentions. He looked at me in the most disgusting way. Matt was tall and skinny. He was 20. He wore holey jeans and a ripped blue jean jacket. He came from a poor family. His hands looked rough. His hair was oily and his teeth were broken or missing. I remember him smiling the most nasty, hungry smile at me. He wanted me, and I could see it in his eyes. I could tell by the way he talked. I couldn't believe it when he asked me to sit on his lap. My boyfriend protested and pulled me onto his lap. I felt safe for a minute. All evening was like this, one attempt to fuck with me after another. When I think about my boyfriend, he had a motive too. The house we were in was old. The bed was in the kitchen, it had no covers, no blankets, it was a full-size bed that was old and squeaky. There was no headboard and no footboard. It just sat on cinder blocks. The walls were dingy from the wood stove. The light was a single bulb hanging down from a wire overhead. The floor had dirty cracked purple and green linoleum. I can taste the acid from the fear and from the struggles. I can hear laughs. I can see Matt's broken, rotten teeth and it scares me. I was safe with my boyfriend Larry, but at what cost? I remember my boyfriend Larry's cold tongue. His breath tasted like beer and cigarettes. It was wet and cold. His eyes were heavy and lust-filled. His breathing was rapid as he tried and tried to get my clothes off. His hands went under my skirt, under my shorts. I was panic-stricken. I'm sure it was obvious. I wanted him to stop by the attempts to escape. I was trying to get him to stop. And Matt sat in the kitchen at the table and watched. He watched me struggle. He just smiled and watched. He looked like a hungry wolf. He was anxious and waiting his turn. I squirmed, pushed, turned away and cried. I gave in to his wants just long enough for him to relax his hold on me. I would make a break for it until he caught me again, like a cat and mouse. He was quick and I didn't ever get away. It was horrible. I had to give in to this monster and trust him and act like I was his. Enough so he would not share me with Matt. I had to be protected by the very person who would rape me. Matt was trying so hard to get Larry drunk, so he could have me himself. He just looked so hungry. I will never forget the look he had in his eyes. As horrible as this was, I was raped by my boyfriend and he loved me. I was so glad that I was not raped by Matt. He was just drunk and wanted a piece. There was no love, sheer evil. I did manage to hold them both off long enough during the day, and only Larry got a turn with me. The day was not long enough for Matt to get me. I had to return to school to catch the bus home. I think the two of them had planned to get me drunk and share me, but every time they gave me a beer, I would drink a swallow or two, then I poured the rest of it out. Sometimes I even spilled it or switched it with someone else's beer. If it were not for that, I would have not had the same fate. It would have been much worse. This is like a movie for me today. I can stand back and see the whole thing before my very eyes. I can see Larry taking me while I was crying and begging him to stop. I can feel the fear, the anxiety, the slow spiral of hopelessness pulling this young girl into depression. I was only 15 years old. Larry was 20 years old and Matt was 20 years old. Why was this happening to me? I didn't deserve it.
I feel so bad right now, and the only way for me to escape the pain from the past is to replace the pain with pleasure.
I just lick my finger and I'm heading below and spreading the outer lips and the inner lips, and I'm using my fingers to go around in circles. Nice clockwise circles. I'm getting wet. So now I'm gonna get my purple toy. Do you hear my friend? Whoa, that feels good. The speed is way lots of fun. Let's try to find the speed to start on. But first, we need something wet. Some lubrication. So I have a little KY here, and we put it on there where I think it should be. Now, my friend is ready, and I'm ready, and I hope you're ready too. Oh. Do I see a bulge growing your pants? What could that be? Now my legs are open wide, so everything is spread apart, and I'm going right down the middle, right on top of my clay. It's not exposed yet. Here we go. I have it on the lowest speed. Yeah, that feels okay. But nothing special. So I'm going to increase the speed. Not that makes much of a difference. Ooh, that feels really good. Now, it's time to take on all the sensations. Now I have it on the ridge on top of my pussy and kind of running down my pussy on the clit all the way down to the bottom. Definitely bang on my clit some and it feels really, really good. Yeah, baby. Do you want to see me come? All right, I'm going to change speeds and try number 5. Oh, wow, this is it. I'm definitely going to cut getting ready to come. This feels so good. I'm coming, baby. I'm coming, baby. I'm coming now. Mark, that was so good. I hope it didn't disappoint you. I hope you had a good time watching me come. And I hope you can come back tomorrow for our next session. That's when you get to turn. That's when it's your turn to squirt a big load. Bye bye, baby. See you soon.